CBS presents this program in color.
Just confirmed a meeting. It's at Weber's Farm, 2300 hours.
Right, Kinch. Let's see. We're here. Weber's Farm's there.
Pretty fair distance.
Oh, that's a bit of a walk, that is, huh?
And there's never a cab when you need one. What about LeBeau?
No sign of him yet, Colonel.
What's the holdup? All he had to do was feed Schultz a little strudel.
With Schultz, there's no such thing as a little strudel.
Delicious, huh? Any extra patrols outside the wire?
No.
Inside the wire?
No.
Anything unusual?
No. Oh, yeah.
Well?
Mr. Bigshot, the commandant is going to make a surprise bet check personally tonight. Some surprise.
Really a big surprise.
Oh, you're such a nice little person. You always bring me up for strudel, and you never ask me for anything in return.
Can't help it. I just like people, that's all.
When?
He wasn't sure. Around midnight.
Why does Clink have to earn his money tonight?
No sweat, Colonel.
Sure, we'll cover for you, sir.
I'm the first one he'll look for, and if I'm not here, trouble.
So you can't be at that meeting and here at the same time.
True.
Not without help, you can't.
Well, thank you, Newkirk. Makes it easier when I don't have to ask for volunteers.
He's standing for you, Colonel. I don't even know these underground leaders.
Neither do I, and they don't know me. I'm just a code name to them, Papa Bear. The Dusseldorf Underground Unit, North Star, wants help in knocking out rail yards.
Yeah, well, good luck to them, I say.
They asked for the meeting, London okayed it. Just listen to their plan and get back here with it. Simple.
Well, if it's so bloody easy, why didn't somebody else go?
Well, you volunteered.
Wait, in this war, it's first come, first served.
Right. It's one of the principles we're fighting to protect.
Hammond, O'Brien, Mills, Kinchlaw, Strudel, I mean LeBeau, LeBeau, Carter, Newkirk.
Hold it! Schultz, shine your light again. That is not Newkirk?
No, Herr Commandant. But his name is on the list.
So is your name on the list. For transfer to a combat unit. Lights!
Hey, turn off the light.
Hey, what's going on?
Silence! You're not Corporal Newkirk. You're Colonel Hogan.
You woke me in the middle of the night to tell me that.
Where is the man who's supposed to occupy this bunk?
Newkirk has a cold. I told him to sleep in my room. It's warmer in there.
Hogan, do you expect me to believe that lie?
Don't know. I've never tried it before.
The truth is, it's more convenient for an escape.
It is? Ha! Now he tells me after 2 years. Colonel, it's against the Geneva Convention to wake people in the middle of the night. Satisfied?
Fortunately for you, he's there.
He snores beautifully.
He makes a lot of noise for a sick man.
It's not his fault. Acoustics in here are terrible.
Right. Now, I have to hear your plan, then take it back to Papa Bear, and he makes the decisions. Which of you lot snores star?
I'm Myra, and this is Wilhelm.
Guten Abend.
Our code name is North Star.
There's a shocker, two of you, eh? And one's a bird. Not that I object to the shape of things, mind you. Who are you two?
Franz and Gunther from Dusseldorf.
Oh, well, that's great. Guten Abend. It's a pleasure. Now we got the amenities out of the way. Let's get on with it, shall we?
Delayed action charges will be planted here, and at the switching point here, and the control tower there.
It's got the makings of a lovely catastrophe, if you'd ask me.
Once it happens, the Gestapo will close all access to the city, but our people will be out already. Gunther and Franz will be responsible for hiding them.
Stand still, all of you. Hands up, you're under arrest. Take your weapon.
Excuse me, there's been a terrible mistake. My name's Rumpelmeyer, Hans Rumpelmeyer. See, I was taking a walk down the street when I heard this woman scream. Right, I said,
quiet! I'm not interested.
Well, you would have been if it was your sister who'd done the screaming.
Halt! Stay here, I will get you. Halt! Halt! Halt or I shoot!
Newkirk is making an old man out of me.
Now, the least he could do is call in.
How? He didn't take a radio.
North Star makes radio contact with London every day. Could relay a message through them.
Unless he's in trouble.
Or playing around with a Fraulein.
Nothing yet, Colonel.
Not a word. You think we ought to try and contact him?
That's too much of a gamble. You'd have to keep sending. Krauts could nail us with their detection finders.
Right. If he gets near a set, I sure hope he won't forget to use that emergency wavelength.
Bonjour, monsieur. The Strudel King approaches.
Oh, Colonel Hogan. Commandant Klink wants to see you.
About what, Schultz? I'm a busy man, you know.
The Engländer did not answer roll call this morning.
He's still sick. Trouble with this war. Nobody believes anybody.
Please, Colonel Hogan. I'm only carrying out orders.
Shh, can we have a little quiet here, please?
Sorry, Laveau.
There's a sick man in there. Some people are so inconsiderate.
How is he? Oh, down to 102. That's not bad.
I fed him the chicken soup. He's sleeping again.
He wants to see him.
No, I forbid it.
Orders, please.
Okay. Shh.
He does a lot of snoring.
It's the fever.
Okay, okay. That's long enough. Visiting hours are over.
Not sure. I think it's Tommy Dorsey.
102. And you say it's down?
Yes, sir. Fortunately, he reacts very well to chicken soup.
He's still asleep and snoring. And there's also music.
Who were the guys in the other hut? LeBeau quieted him down.
I don't like this. I do not like this at all. We must find a doctor for him.
A doctor?
There's a medical unit in Starlock 4. Franhilde? We'll see how sick he is.
Herr Commandant?
Franhilde, call Starlock 4. I want to talk to the medical officer.
Right away, Herr Commandant.
Who course, if it's contagious, they'll probably quarantine the camp.
Possibly.
I already had chicken pox.
I wonder if they'll burn the buildings.
Burn the buildings?
I also had measles.
Can't be too careful with wartime epidemics.
Of course.
I think they were German measles.
If they burn the buildings, that would mean dispersing prisoners to other Starlocks.
What other kind of measles could I have?
Truth, will you stop mumbling?
They'll break up your command. But then you'll have what you've always wanted.
What have I always wanted? What? What?
Frontline duty. Combat unit. Maybe if you're lucky, the Russian front.
That's what I've always wanted?
Hogan, my duty is here, and nothing must interfere with the duty of a German officer.
Find here to cancel that call to Starlock 4.
He must get well. Now, that's an order.
We'll do the best we can, sir.
He's to have chicken soup every hour on the hour. Understood?
Understood.
Understood.
And if necessary, give it to him intravenously.
Who turned us in? That's what interests me. How well do you know those two, Gunther and that friends?
Wilhelm and I had radio contact with him, that's all.
The minute I get out of here, I'm going to have a word with those two geezers.
Get out of here? How?
Well, as soon as Papa Bear realizes what's happened, he'll come for us.
He's that powerful?
He's a top man. Oh, he's the governor. You know, if I could get to a radio, he'd be here like a shot.
Perhaps Wilhelm will try to reach him.
Well, we're not even sure he got away, are we? Even then, he'd have to know the right wavelength to use. He couldn't guess it'd be 5'10", could he?
It is hopeless.
Hey, don't you start getting a wind up. You know, this is the first co-educational jail I've ever been in. It's a bloody good idea, if you ask me.
I'm just so frightened.
Of me or them? The crowds wouldn't hurt a fly. People, yes. Flies, no. Hello, we got company.
Fräulein, come and see.
Ah, do you mind if I go with her? I promised her Mum we'd never be. Can I take that as a definite no, then?
Five, ten, go ahead.
Kinch? Kinch?
Huh?
I think I got something.
5-10?
Yeah.
Better call the colonel.
I read you. Repeat your message, same wavelength, 5 minutes, then stand by. Papa Bear. There it is.
Excellent. It's just possible we are going to catch Papa Bear after all.
We have been very patient. We have waited for this moment a long time, a very long time.
Trapped Weber's farm, held Gestapo jail, Himmelberg, SOS North Star. That's all of it?
That's it. I asked for a repeat. It's due about now. How do you figure it, sir?
I don't know. Somebody must have blown a whistle on that meeting, according to this.
It's coming in out there.
But North Star got away?
Could be. Must have talked to Newkirk before that, though, because this transmission came in on our emergency wavelength.
They're standing by.
Identical. Nothing added, same wording. Same hand send this?
As far as I know.
All right, we'll work with all we have. Send this. Rendezvous 2400 hours tonight. Himmelberg Road, 2 miles east of Main Junction. Recognition signal, our code names. Acknowledge 5 minutes, Papa Bear.
Got it.
LeBeau, Carter, meet North Star, bring him in.
Bye, Carter.
Up, fellas. Play it safe, huh?
Certainement. Is there any other way?
Aye. We've done very well, Troop.
Except that Papa Bear is still free. Herr Major, tonight is our chance to get the man and the organization.
It would be a great coup.
Let me go to the rendezvous, alone. One of his men has been captured. Papa Bear will be very anxious to cooperate. Once I locate his headquarters, you can move in force.
All right. It's worth the risk.
Thank you, Herr Major.
Acknowledge the rendezvous, time and place. Tell him North Star will be there.
For Pete's sake, a woman.
Why not? There's no law against it.
I guess not. I'll go talk to her. You cover me. How do I look?
Go.
Guten Abend, Fräulein.
Abend.
I hope you don't think I'm a wise guy or trying to get fresh or anything, because I know how it is, you know, especially in wartime, when lots of fellas get away with...
The sky is beautiful tonight. There's the North Star.
Huh? Anyway, as I was saying, lots of fellas, when they get away from home... Oh, North Star! Okay, a Papa Bear to you, too. It's nice to meet you, North Star. It's really kind of silly, you know, the way grown-up adult people will just stand here and say funny things to each other on a deserted road right in the middle of Germany.
Why don't you exchange recipes with her, North Star?
Yeah,
come on. Eat.
Prisoner of war camp?
Wait, oui, ain't it beautiful?
Wilhelm and I ran for it. They fired at us, but we were lucky we got away.
And the other two men, Gunther and Franz?
They're being held, along with your Englishman.
Where's your pal Wilhelm?
He's watching the jail. In case the Gestapo moves the prisoners, he will contact us here by radio.
Well, that's good thinking.
You used our heads.
Mm-hmm. You know the layout, I don't. Got any ideas?
Any attack by force on the jail would be suicide. But if you or one of your men went in alone, asked to see the officer in charge, and forced him to open the cells, the rest of us could be waiting with the car.
And not a bad idea.
Yeah, it's good.
Makes a lot of sense.
Bring Franz and Gunther here with your man and hide him. The Gestapo would never think to search a Lustalock.
Well, heck, if it's necessary, we can even get him out of the country, right, Colonel?
Carter.
You have that sort of operation?
What about her plan, Colonel?
Fine. Except it's not for us.
What?
Why not?
You have another plan, Colonel?
No plan is what I mean. Forget it.
We can't leave them there.
Hold it. If we don't play percentages, we're out of business. Three men are gone. Do we risk four or five more to save them? With the odds against us, forget it.
Newkirk laid himself on the line for us, Colonel.
And he has more than once.
Well, he's not in command, I am. Which means I'm the lucky one that has to make the rough decisions.
Where does a guy go to resign?
I'm with you, Kinch.
You will do nothing then?
Didn't say that. It's a good time to hit him. There's a priority target in Himmelberg. Munitions dump about a mile south of town.
Yeah, we know the place.
The Gestapo crashed that meeting, got themselves three prisoners. They must figure it'll scare anybody else with sabotage ideas for a while, and they'll relax.
He's right. It is a good time psychologically.
Whatever the colonel says, it's his war.
We're a man short. We could use you and Wilhelm.
What are your orders?
Get on the radio to Wilhelm. Tell him we're going to blow that munitions dump tomorrow night, and I want him to scout it. Meet me on the approach road about a mile from the entrance at 2330.
What is the recognition code?
Papa Bear, in person this time.
Message has been received and acknowledged.
Wilhelm sends his regards. He considers it an honor to work with Papa Bear.
Fine. Kinch, did you check the message that she sent?
Sure, Colonel. Exactly what you dictated, nothing else.
Good. Because I don't like to tell the Gestapo everything.
She's Gestapo?
She ain't Frances Langford.
I can't believe it.
Nice-looking woman like that.
How'd you figure it, Colonel?
Before Newkirk left, we agreed any message he sent would start with 87 and end with it. Gave her the proper wavelength to use, but not the security code.
She was leading us into a trap tomorrow night.
With all kinds of nasty people waiting for us.
Let us be realistic, Colonel. I'm sure we can do business.
Sorry, lady. This window's closed.
But I have bargaining power.
Really?
The Gestapo will kill your Englishman.
Not yet, they won't. Your friend Wilhelm's going to be waiting for us at the munitions dump. Meanwhile, back at the jail, we're going to spring Newkirk and the others.
Hey, hold on. Wait a minute, Colonel. You mean we're going to blow that munitions dump and spring Newkirk all in one night?
Kinch, can I help it if I'm greedy?
Sergeant.
Of course, Fräulein, but I cannot release the prisoners without a written authorization.
This officer has come all the way from Berlin.
I am sorry, sir, but not without special order.
Sure you don't want to change your mind, Fritz? But
turn around. Put your hands up where I can see and face the wall.
Carter?
Carter! Come and see! Right here, stop. Get up against the wall.
Schnell! There, find Newkirk.
Newkirk! Hey, Newkirk! Hey, you, Andrew! Get you out in a minute!
Oh, blimey, I thought you'd never get here.
You're gonna take this.
Right. Oh, there's the lovely Marari. Hello, darling. They treating you all right?
Why the telephone, huh? Newkirk, get these two in your cell, quick.
All right, come on, you lot.
Come on, move it!
Come on.
Schnell!
Find Gunther and Franz. Get him out. They'll take care of this nice lady.
Right, sir.
England's beautiful this time of year.
Much too nice for us.
Major, Heil Hitler. This is Corporal Carterhoff. I have an urgent message for you from Fräulein Myra.
Yeah. Go ahead. What is it?
The message is change of plan. Papa Bear will attempt to release prisoners. Come at once.
Yeah, I understand.
Heil Hitler.
The tent to headquarters! The truck!
How'd it go?
No trouble, Colonel.
Everything's set. In fact, the next sound you hear should be very loud.
We did it.
Another day, another munitions dump.
We got in, we also got Duke back.
Well, let's face it, no day's perfect.
No temperature, normal. And you don't look sick either.
He was at death's door.
Where are you now?
Feeling much better, sir.
He should have been answering roll call days ago. Why are you in here malingering when you should have been out there in formation? Why?
He can't help it, Commandant.
True, sir, I can't.
Can't help it?
Right. He's crazy about chicken soup.